Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Mills on Radio 1. It's Thursday and it's nearly home time. It's just me and the non-speaking one at the moment. Becky's been off this morning doing something to find out if it's her forte or not. She'll be back very soon, and I'm guessing within the first 5 to 10 minutes we'll be able to find out how well it went and whether it was her actual forte.
Podcast.
Judy? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. That's utterly, utterly bizarre because I thought you were my ex-husband.
I'm not your ex-husband.
You indeed are not.
No. How can I help? What are you saying?
I'm thinking that maybe you're going to need to be very, very careful with it just being you and the one that doesn't speak in the studio.
Why?
Well, you had him speaking last time,
didn't
you?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I'm not letting him anywhere near the microphone or the voice changes. That won't be a problem, OK?
That's good. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Glad I'm not your ex-husband.
Indeed.
Love you.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. It's
I think we might need to change. It's
Did
going
you write
to be
that
huge.
One? Can we just put ish?
It's going to be
huge.
There.
Ish.
On.
Kind of.
Yeah, we might need to sort that out. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
First time I've spoken to you today. You are late, but there's a good reason for it.
I know, sorry about that.
Sorry.
I was doing one of my fortes.
I know. We're going to play it when we're on Moyles' show next week.
Mm-hmm.
But you are smiling, so...
Yes.
Was it your forte? Can you give us a bit... Well, it may have been, by the looks of it.
What do you think?
I don't know. But you had a good time.
It was fun. Yeah, it was really, really good.
Thanks for my present as well.
It's good. Yeah. Suits you.
Thank you very much. You missed a really good morning at rehearsals for Scott Mills' musical.
Do you know all your lines now, then? How was the blocking, darling?
No, it was a proper, like, go-through now with all the songs and everything. These people who we've got in the musical, actors, they do, like, harmonies and everything. I heard the songs...
actual singing?
Yeah,
That's
I heard the
really
songs.
That's really good for a musical.
No, but, like, you know when you've not actually kind of... It's all on paper and you just see it and you're like, yeah, whatever, okay. But hearing the songs got me so excited today.
Have it's you got be... songs?
I don't... Well, Scott Mills has, but obviously...
Your character, does he have a song?
No. We leave it to the people that can actually act and
sing. I assume you're playing a he and not a she or an inanimate object.
Also, you need to watch your back, honey.
Why?
Because the one that doesn't speak had to play your part today. Because
the one that doesn't speak was Kylie Wiley?
Yeah. He was playing the part of Joe Wiley and Kylie Minogue and was actually rather good. He threw himself into the roles.
Well, he can have... I don't... I'm just greedy to have
the
two
crowd,
parts.
The crowd went wild. Well, the 9 people in the room went wild for it.
He looks very excited about that. Should I give him...
He was so excited, he was like, oh, I might do this myself. So you might have been bumped off, love.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Well, you know when you go on a holiday, which I was last week, and you just eat rubbish, you eat everything all the time because you can, because you convince yourself it's fine because you're on holiday?
Yeah.
I can't get out of the habit of that now. I'm trying to be really good, and it's really hard to get back on track.
You're just having ranch dressing with everything.
No.
It's really not good on Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, I'm just eating loads of things I don't understand. You want the mini quaham with that? What? No, you know, like, me and you always discuss diet things.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I've got a confession to make. I'm having a major craving, right?
Right.
Because last week, I did once eat apple pie and ice cream at 9:30 a.m. Is that bad?
I don't know.
That is bad.
Were you expecting me to be
I've
shocked
got,
at that?
You no, I've got... I know. That's why I can tell you.
Cream on his cereal this morning from the fridge.
You what?
Had double cream on his cereal.
Who did?
My boyfriend this morning. God.
That's all wrong.
It is wrong, but sometimes, as long as the calories work out, it's fine. Eat whatever you want whenever you feel like
but
it.
But I just had a full breakfast as well.
Oh, you, don't no, you didn't tell me that. You don't normally... You don't have pudding after
no,
breakfast.
No, you don't normally have dessert after breakfast. But now, I'm craving it every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I could just do a bit of apple pie and ice cream
well,
now.
Well, apple crumble could be almost changed into like porridge and fruit, kind of, because it's like oats and then like
this
apple.
Was last Thursday morning in America I did this, and I've got still, 7 days later, I've got the guilt.
So you had a
the
massive
apple pie
cooked,
guilt.
Cooked breakfast.
With pancakes.
And hash browns and stuff.
All that, yeah. And then apple pie.
Where? What restaurant was prepared?
I was in one of those diners.
All you can eat?
Yeah. And the waitress is like, oh, honey, it's fine. Have apple pie. I was like, amazing. So I did. She told me it was fine because I was on vacation. I think it's bad.
Were you in the International House of Pancakes?
No, but something very similar to that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, this might give you a slight idea of how our musical is no way going to be the most random thing on at Edinburgh. We've been offered to go and see a show called Trevor McDonald's Horse Orchestra. Quite fancy that. There's one which we've also been invited to, that well, they said we should go along, called The Ladies and Boys of Bangkok. Oh, no, sorry. Lady Boys of Bangkok. I don't know what that is.
Are you going to see that one? Have you seen that? You've seen that one, haven't you?
No, I haven't seen that one, no. And Japanese. Also, there's a show where there's a young man dressed as a gorilla, and the gorilla is dressed as an old man who sits in a rocking chair for 56 minutes and then leaves. And
what's
that's
that
the whole
one
show.
Called?
I don't know what it's called, but it sounds good. See, ours isn't the weirdest at all, but it is one of the weirder ones, probably. Scott Mills Musical, 11th, 12th and 13th of August in Edinburgh. It's actually happening. Heard some of the songs today. Amazing. You'll be able to see the whole thing and hear it. Radio 1 Online and, of course, here on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pablo's been on saying, how are your ears today? I've had to turn down the volume on my radio because you seem to be louder. Am I louder today to you?
Yeah, you've got that sort of, I've got a bit of an ear thing, I might be shouting.
Am I? Sorry.
Yeah.
I've still got that weird kind of
head thing.
Yeah, today I can hear a little bit better in my left ear than my right ear, and I've still got that kind of noise in my ears.
Are you still using your drops?
Yeah, putting them up my nose. Horrible. Anyway, it's 4:45. Dear Scott is coming up soon. Right, some people have been on from Somerset. Nick and Carol, they're at Wedmore Golf Club in Somerset. And your dad is there now trying to sell them golf gear. Now, how do they know that's your dad? Is he gone? Yeah, my daughter is Becky off of Becky's Classified.
Do you know what? I've had to tell him about this. Do
what?
You remember that time a few months ago when he was at an airport signing autographs as Becky's dad?
Oh, no.
I was like, no one cares.
No.
No one knows who I am.
Really?
No one cares.
Why does it... How does that come up in conversation?
Well, I don't know.
What does
I
he
hope
say?
He's not trying
Hi,
to
I'm Becky's dad.
To buy them and the fact that I've held them once or
right.
got a hole in one from one because it's I haven't.
Do you want to apologise to Carol and Nick at Wedmore Golf Club on your dad's behalf?
Sorry, Carol and Nick.
Yeah.
But
sorry about David.
Mm. Yeah. He can't be. He's just proud, I think.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
The problem is no one really cares.
Well, here's the thing. My dad rang me up a couple of weeks ago and asked me, I love dads. I love their logic. Asked me if he could put my name on his website to try and get more business.
What does he do?
He owns like a removal company, a local one.
What, as removed by Scott
yeah.
Mills?
Yeah. I've removed him loads of times. Scott Mills' dad. I'm like, well, you can if you want, but it's not really going to help you at all.
I'd like to see the peak in figures on his website.
I would. There'd be lots more traffic.
Do you know what?
Or
if
not.
If I was going to use a removal man, it wouldn't sway me one way or the other whether they'd use...
No, I mean, if it was like, as yeah. run by David Beckham's dad, fair enough. Buy from this website now, I am the dad of Barack Obama. I get it, but maybe not. I've said he can if he wants.
He can help you in your new house move.
Yeah, he really can.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Rob.
All right, Rob, where are you today?
I'm in March in Cambridgeshire.
How can I help?
Just phoning to say that I saw you on Skins last night and your acting is absolutely terrible.
Thanks.
It's not the first time I've seen it, but it made me laugh just as much as the first time.
It was on Channel 4 last night, was it?
It was, yeah, it was Channel 4, yeah, Channel 4 or A4, one of them. But
yeah.
I just think that the musical is, it's a good job you got a small part in it, because if you had a big one, then it's got disaster written all over it, I'm afraid.
You don't know how big my part is.
Well, no, that's true, and I don't really want to know.
In the musical, and you don't.
No.
We did rehearsals today, it actually went rather well. And to be honest, there wasn't that much acting going on, because I was doing, like...
Are you
I was
playing yourself again?
I was doing being a TV presenter for Search for a Sex Bomb, a fake reality show. But
yeah.
Thanks for saying I was rubbish.
He basically said you're rubbish at TV presenting then, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. So, thanks for that.
Don't watch the lottery.
I love you.
podcast.
Kaylee in Glasgow's been on. That song always makes her cry because it's the music to her end of school video. Ah, Sigur Rós. That was a moment for a lot of people driving home tonight. Hoppy Poller, you're listening to Radio 1. It's 5:13. Right, let's do some Dear Scott action. I don't know where the posh Radio 4 lady was when she recorded these this week, but she just sounds flipping weird. Here's the first one.
G'day, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady.
G'day.
Thanks to Radio 1, I now have an addiction, beginning with P.
Beginning with P, an addiction.
Pizza.
Hmm?
Pizza.
Pizza is good.
Don't say your one.
No?
Let's just find out what it is.
Okay.
Podcasts.
Boring.
Boring.
I'm not saying...
Podcasts.
Can I just say that I'm not implying that you are addicted to something beginning with P. I'm just... What you were thinking about, you shouldn't have said. Good.
Good, thanks for that.
Move on.
Also, thanks for the really good, positive talking up our podcast there. Thanks for that.
Oh, what, that I said boring?
Yeah.
No, just of all the things that you could be addicted to, being addicted to a podcast is really dull, isn't it? It's only so many people can take. How many can you do before you get bored? I could probably do 3.
Of our own podcast?
Yeah.
How embarrassing. You just like said that out loud.
I could do 4 Chris Boyles.
Really?
Joking.
That's fine. It's a very good podcast, that.
It's enhanced and everything.
It's enhanced. Mm. Ours is called the Scott Mills Daily, if you'd like to download it for free.
I discovered Radio 1 in May and have fallen in love, especially with your show, because of the weird and wacky world of Scott, the cute and contagious laughing of Becky, and, of course, Chappers. No words can describe Chappers. He is that cool.
Oh, seriously, I'm glad he's not here. I'm glad he didn't hear that. Don't say that to him.
No words can describe Chappers. He is that cool.
Don't let him hear that. He's that cool. Is cool the first word that springs to mind when you think Chappers? Not for
no.
me. Maybe in Australia.
The new podcast becomes available around 10 p.m. Australian time, so I listen to it before I go to bed and laugh myself to sleep.
This happens a lot, actually. Loads of people, I get lots of emails from people who do listen to our podcast in bed. So if you are having a bit of trouble, like, sleeping at the moment, and a few restless nights, seriously, just download our podcast, and loads of people are saying that they do get a really good night's sleep.
It's way better than that lavender spray you can get.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like a bit of a loner, because I will just start to laugh because I remember something from the show, and when I try to explain it to my friends, they don't understand, and it gets awkward.
I can see that.
Also, can I just say that Australia is not that backwards?
Right, I don't think I've ever said that Australia is backwards. Have we said that?
No, I don't think so.
In fact, I think...
I love Australia.
I know, you do. You used to live there. In fact, we've said before that Australia is actually the opposite. It's in the future. They've got, like, flying cars. They've got different, more futuristic ringtones when you ring them. And everything happens there first by about 12 hours. So they're in the future.
Oh, because of the time. I thought you meant because they were just advanced in their technology. I don't remember seeing any flying cars.
Oh.
But it did feel like I was in the future always.
Yeah.
I knew stuff was happening before.
Yeah, you were a day ahead.
Mm.
If you have any questions about Australia or how many times we have beaten the UK in sport... Just email me and I will give you the answer.
Don't care, I'm
afraid.
We could
just look
Becky,
it up.
Can you tell us about your time in Australia? Sounds interesting, especially your confusion about Weetabix and Weet-Bix.
You had a lovely time when you lived there.
Yeah, there wasn't any confusion between the two, just Weetabix are better. Yes, I had a good time when I worked there in a bar, and I served Prince Harry once.
Wow.
When the rugby was on.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And he got so bored of waiting for me to serve him, he came behind the bar and helped himself.
Did he?
Mm. He was lovely. Very nice.
Did you serve anyone else famous?
Did I serve anyone else famous?
Oh, come on. There's not many people in Australia.
Oh,
you must have
not...
served someone from Neighbours.
No. The only other famous person, he's not even famous. Mark Durden-Smith, who used to do that ITV2 like.
He's famous.
Celebrity.
He's on I'm
he's
a Celebrity.
He's not as famous as Prince Harry, though,
no,
is he?
No, true. But as posh.
Mm.
He's quite famous.
And Brett Lee, he's a famous Australian cricketer. Chappers would know who he was.
No idea. Okay,
he's quite good looking.
Love you. Anthony, 17, Canberra, Australia.
Big up, Canberra. And hello, our Australian listeners. We've got a lot of them who listen on the podcast. So that's good. Thanks very much for that.
P.S. Scotty, look at me. Look at me. Look at moi. I have one word to say to you. Nothing, actually. Just wanted the posh Radio 4 lady to sound like a bogan Australian. Lol.
Now, from that, we can deduct that the Posh Radio 4 lady has never, ever seen an episode of Kath, Kath and Kim, has she?
No, because how does it go?
Look at me.
I've got one word to say to you, Scotty. Look at me. I couldn't think of anything fast enough.
It doesn't go like this.
P.S. Scotty, look at me. Look at me. Look at moi. I have one word to say to you.
No. Okay. Next.
Dear Scotty, Scotty boy, Scott.
I don't like the Y at the end. I've discussed this before. I just don't like it.
The Hoff calls you Scotty, though, and you don't mind it from him?
He doesn't call me Scotty, actually.
Does he not?
No, he calls me, hey, buddy. Not Scotty. I don't know, I just got a, I don't know. I don't see the point of putting, like, my name's Scott, why'd put a Y on the end, make it longer?
You just, would just call me Beck, then?
But.
Hey, I'd just like to let you know that I bloomin' love you.
Okay.
Is this from a relative?
Don't know.
I really hope that one day a man almost like you in as many ways as possible comes into my life because I would be all over him like a rash. But in a good way, like some kind of love rash. Not like thrush. Although I guess, in a way, thrush could be considered some kind of love rash.
Right.
Was this letter meant to go out?
Where is this going?
I would wish for you to sweep me off my feet. But I'm pretty sure I'm not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
I hope you're not freaked out by my show of your appreciation.
I am.
I'm not like some kind of weird obsessive that throws random Scott Mills themed parties or anything mad like that.
You are.
I just think you're pretty cool.
Oh.
Lots of love, Anna, from the Luton area. P.S. I'm quite fond of Becky, too.
Oh, Anna!
Oh, God. How's
Luton
that make you feel?
Far from here.
Hmm?
Is Luton far? It's not very far, is it, from London?
Not really, no. Oh, Anna, that's nice. A nice
I'm glad
email.
She likes you more. You can go out. You can go out with her first. I don't mind. Okay. Honestly, it's fine. I'm
Next.
Happy to.
Hey, Scott. Just got my tickets booked for the opening night. Can I bring a fillet of fish in with me, or is it no food allowed? Love you, Gordy. From Glasgow.
Right, I don't... This is obviously someone that's got tickets for the musical from Radio 1 Online.
There's no way, can I just say, whatever the rules are at the moment, there's no way that I'm going to be able to go an hour without food, so food has to be allowed
No,
in.
I don't think we should allow food in. I don't think it's really our decision. We'll find out. I don't really think a fillet of fish is the most sociable thing to be bringing into a theatre that small.
Burgers and stuff always smell as well, don't they?
Yeah,
so.
Don't do that. Minging.
We'll get Chappers to do some kind of ice cream stand.
It's like when I went on Comedy Dave's first stag do, and we had Chinese on the train.
So on the train?
Yeah, and that just shows...
Lack of planning?
An inconsideration for other travellers, because it's minging.
Mm.
So sorry that to everyone that was on that train that day from Bournemouth to London, about 5 years ago. no fillet of fish allowed in the theatre, thank you very much. But we'll see you in Edinburgh.
Quiet
on the 11th.
Snacks only.
Yeah, quiet snacks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, what's occurring?
Can I just apologise? Because I think most people will actually miss this quiz today because it's on at the right time. You know, we normally do it like 6 or 7 or 8 minutes late.
Yeah.
Today it's actually on at 5:30, so if you miss it, sorry.
Sorry. You can always listen again or get the podcast. Yeah, we really are on time. What's occurring with that? Okay, here's your first situation today on Oh.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know 60 Minute Makeover?
I've just realised if they're missing it, they won't be listening to hear my apologies, so sorry again.
You know 60 Minute Makeover?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes, I love it.
I mean, I'm sure they're very good, but do you not ever think that surely, like, they haven't got long, surely as soon as they leave, everything just falls down? Like,
no,
crashes down around their ears.
They've got loads of workers. Do you remember on TV Burp when Harry Hill did How Long It Actually Was, and because of all the adverts, only like 47 and a half minute makeover?
This is spotted by one of our listeners, actually, Nat in Cheshire, who's a big fan of 60 Minute Makeover. They did over a house with,
painted it. They didn't do it over.
Do it over. They.
I think they just take the stuff out and.
They didn't rob them.
No, they don't.
They.
They do put new stuff in.
Yeah, they don't take stuff out. They had a nice Scottish lady on there, and she had her house made over by the people from 47 and a half minute makeover. And they thought that it was amazing. But how amazing is my question to you? How many times in the last 60 minute makeover did they say,
"It's amazing"?
How many times?
Amazing!
How many rooms? They normally do about four rooms. Two a room. Eight.
I like it how you're working it out. Eight?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's 60 Minute Makeover. It's amazing.
How lovely must that feel?
I don't know what to say.
Your new bedroom.
I don't know what to say. It's amazing. It's fabulous. The bed's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
Do you like it?
That's amazing.
Oh. Is this what you wanted for your son?
Oh, God, this is amazing.
Kerry, do you like your brother's new room?
It's amazing.
Your new living room.
What did you say?
The wallpaper's amazing.
What do you think, Morag?
Oh, everything. It's amazing.
Time for us to clock off after another frantic 60 minutes. Well done, everyone. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Wow. Oh, bless her. Oh.
If you didn't know what to say, just say amazing. Works every time.
Yeah, it works for Edith. So, there we are. That was 11 amazings.
Amazing.
On 60 Minute Makeover.
Oh, what's occurring?
Amazing.
Right, next one. You know girls?
Yes, I am one.
They love a nice compliment, don't they? If us lads, yeah, they say something nice to a lady, they flipping love it. Now, I went out onto Stupid Street today and asked some nice ladies some kind of burning questions about big issues of the day. But at the same time as asking the question, I paid them a compliment.
What sort of thing were you saying? Like, you know, hair looks nice, like what you've done with your makeup.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Nice dress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's my question to you. How many of these ladies would really like my compliment that I gave them whilst asking a question about the burning issues of the day? I asked 8 ladies.
Mm. Were you sincere when you did the compliment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
6.
6 ladies liked my compliment. Mm. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the first one. What are your views on climate change, sugar?
Oh, my goodness. I think climate change is a bad thing.
Bad. All right, thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
They are. That's the... She liked that, didn't she? So that's one. What's wrong?
You're a hit with the ladies, aren't you?
Yeah. Next. What are your views on swine flu, sweet cheek?
That I don't really want it.
All right, thanks, honey.
All right, cheers.
See, they love it.
That was the best interview ever. Can I just hear that one more time?
What are your views on swine flu, sweet cheeks?
That I don't really want it.
Next. What are your views on bad weather, you saucy wench?
Bad weather? Oh,
good. Good thing, bad thing?
Bad thing. You've got to plan what to wear and it's like the worst thing ever, isn't it?
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, that's right.
Bad
she
weather.
She didn't even notice that you called her a sexy wench.
What are your views on bad weather, you saucy wench?
Bad weather? Oh,
good thing, bad thing?
Less of the wench, more of the weather.
Next. What are your views on getting peace in the Middle East, hot stuff?
No, what?
What? What did I say?
No, was that a... I don't think she liked it.
I don't think she liked it.
Okay, but 3 have so far. Okay, next.
What are your views on Barack Obama, sugar pants?
Barack Obama? Yeah, I think he's pretty cool.
Good thing, bad thing?
Good.
Yeah, she liked
Where
it.
Where are you getting these from?
What?
Is this from that book on Mark Chappers' desk?
What book?
The compliments book that he uses.
What are your views on Barack Obama, sugar pants?
Sugar pants?
They love it. They love it. Next. What are your views on a possible hike in university fees, you saucy wench?
Really? I couldn't care less.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Okay.
Next. What are your views on Barack Obama hot stuff?
Hot stuff?
I haven't heard anything about those.
Barack Obama.
Well, I know him.
What do you think of him, Sweet Cheeks?
I think he's a nice guy.
Really, sweetheart?
Yes, I do.
Thanks for darling.
Thank you.
Yep.
At the start, though, of that one, it sounded like you were calling Barack Obama hot stuff.
What are your views on Barack Obama hot stuff?
Like it's your personal nickname for him.
Next.
What are your views on the credit crunch, you saucy wench?
What are my views on the credit crunch?
Good thing, bad thing?
I think an inevitable thing.
They are? Seven out of eight ladies loved my compliments.
Oh! What's the curtain?
What are your views on the credit crunch, you saucy wench?
Next. You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah, is she Sweet Cheeks or Saucy Wench?
She's Sugar Pants. She was in for Edith today. As she said earlier, it was just nice to be out of the house.
Aww.
Do you know what Sarah likes more than anything else?
Food!
My question, thanks to Jono off Unofficial Meals for this one. He's a hard-working boy. We love him. How many times in today's show did Sarah Cox mention her favourite food or drink?
10.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Can I change to 12? Because she's on at lunchtime and I know she never has time to eat, so she probably had salad or something in the first half hour.
12 then, let's find out.
Chilled cocktail. People say milk. It said on Twitter, actually, white wine. Flash a bit of white wine and that. Demanded a tuna baguette as payment. We'll drag him and take the pina colada from his hand and put a form there and he'll chat to us. Block party and banquets. Spangly baggy soup. Some potato wedges, yeah. There's grandma behind a massive knickerbocker glory. Oh, the kids playing in the playground outside. Woo! And go chicken wings. Even to the point where they used to hide nuts in my pocket. Oh, just a nice icy beer. Any peanuts? Oh, I don't really want my five-year-old daughter's bed stinking of white wine.
Love her. 15 mentions of food or drink, which is a fairly low amount for Sarah Cox. Mm. But it was one show, and I think you'll find that the quality of the foods mentioned were very good. Let us know how you did on today's Oh on 81199. Thanks, Sweet Cheeks.
Oh! Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Ben in Bridlington's been on going, oi, what about Becky's Forte? Well, she did one earlier today, and you can hear loads of What's Becky's Forte's next week. And hopefully, when we're doing Moore's show in the mornings next week, we'll do it and hopefully find something that she really is good at long last.
Hello? Mm. I've done enough of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just starting to think, oh, there must be something out there for me. If I don't find it next week, I'm going to give up, I think.
Okay.
I've got to be good at something sooner or later.
You'd think in a whole week of doing them, really. Mm. Okay, and now it's time for Dear Scott, where a posh Radio 4 lady reads out the emails that you've been sending us this week and some texts.
Dear Scott, why have you blocked me on Twitter? The last I heard, our Twitter relationship was taking leaps and bounds after our conversation about what we were going to have for dinner on a particular night a while ago. However, the next time I look, you appear to have blocked me completely. I'm rather hurt by this and feel an explanation is appropriate. What makes me deserve this treatment? And if there is no reason for it, I would appreciate being unblocked because I rather enjoyed your random tweets about wine, curry and some musical attributions. Yours most hurtfully, Alex Hall, Lancaster.
Alex,
Scott, you're so mean.
I don't know how to unblock Alex because it's not me on Twitter. It's not me.
Well, ask whoever it is to unblock them.
It's quite weird because...
How do you unblock someone anyway?
No, but there's a few people on Twitter who claim to be me and some of them are really accurate with their tweets, so... But it's not me. Actually, they were having a major convo about this on Ace and Viz earlier on One Extra. Listen to this.
Scott Mills is following me on Twitter.
Why is he not following me?
I don't know. I'm happy. I've made it. Anywho.
I'm really, really upset. Maybe he is following
me.
When did he follow you?
Shall I tell you exactly the time I got the email?
When?
At 1:20 p.m.
I'm going to have a look at my followers.
Really sorry. I know, but then later on in the show, they were like, oh, because they asked me, and I was like, I'm sorry, it's not me, Ace or Viz. So, no, it's not. And they had a, they were like, oh, I'm
really
gutted.
Excited.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, if you were going to follow, why would you only choose to follow Ace or Viz? Why did you not follow Ace and Viz?
That's what I said to them.
Just get one side of the story then, don't you? That's a bit rubbish.
I put them straight now, it's fine. So it's not me on Twitter, sorry. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who spoke once, and the posh radio but very sexy four lady.
She put that in.
Last week I was at a football match, and who was there? None other than Teddy Sheringham. Ask Chappers for more details.
I can't, he's not here.
Oh, I know him. He used to go out with Danielle, what's it? Did
Danielle
he?
Lloyd.
Danielle Lloyd, yeah.
I quite like
Isn't
it.
Isn't that how she got famous?
Is it?
Yeah, she went in Big Brother as his girlfriend, I think, and then...
Was that him? I quite like it that we don't know him from his achievements in the world of football. We do know it because he went out with Danielle Lloyd. That's So You and Me.
And I know that song about him. Hey? I think it just goes, Teddy, 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 Sheringham. It's a good one, isn't it?
I heard that one.
He had loads of young kids around him asking for photos and autographs. And I was wondering, at what age is it too old to ask for an autograph?
Yeah.
Love the show. Ryan, off of that London.
I know what you mean, Ryan. I mean, I think it's fine to get an autograph at any age, but when there's, like, loads of kids there and you're the only tall person there and the only adult, then that gets a bit weird and you look a bit silly. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
Next.
Dear Scott, are you secretly moonlighting as an air steward? I took a BA flight last week and I actually swear it was you. Will you confirm this on air? I was surprised that your massive BBC salary wasn't enough on its own to cover your wine and tanning habits. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you, George, North Hants.
No, not me.
I'd like you as a air hostess.
He said air steward.
Same.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
They're just like, they're waiters in the sky. And,
Ooh, they have to take sick bags and say thank you.
No, because I was talking to a friend the other day who's, whose friend is an air stewardess. And they say things like, I'm not being rude, but they say things like, of course, when I brought Sharon Stone over, it's like, well, you didn't really bring her over. She was just on the flight with you. You'd served her some drinks. Do you know what I mean? When I brought Tom Cruise over from LA, not really. Anyway, no, it wasn't me on BA, Soz.
I'm getting word in that you might have signed a sick bag once.
I did, yes, I've signed a sick bag last week.
On the actual flight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did you sign a sick bag?
Because the lady, the nice air stewardess, asked me to.
Right.
I don't think I'm not going to be air stewardess's favourite
now. Do you think she's just got a whole wall of sick bags signed by famous people?
Probably. I'm not being rude, by the way, about air staff. They're very nice and always very, very nice. Oh, God. But, next.
Hi, Scott. I took my wife to Katz the other day. One thing I've learned is that overpriced merchandise is a must. Hopefully, Scott Mills the Musical will have T-shirts, key rings, compact discs, mugs, programmes, camp T-shirts and pens. Good luck, Philip Mercer.
Haven't really thought of that, have we?
That is good. I almost bought a Riverdance anorak once.
How much?
Really, it was about 75 or 80 quid, and I so almost bought it because it was raining that hard, and I thought, I just can't do it.
It's like when I went to see Madonna, I was going to buy you those sticky and sweet underpants, wasn't I?
I still think lunchboxes could be the way to go. Scott Mills lunchbox?
Yeah, I like that. How much? 80 quid?
Oh, for your lunchbox?
No, you've got...
Fiver?
It's merchandise. You've got to put the price up.
Back to school with Scott Mills?
I was going to get you those...
Scott Mills lunchbox?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Scott Mills. I was going to get you those bum-skimming Madonna
Sweet
pants.
Cheeks pants.
Yeah, I was, but they were like 30 quid for a pair of knickers. Really not. Anyway, that's Dear Scott for this week. Anything else you want to ask, just put Dear Scott on the subject bit of your email and send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll get Posh Bird to read them out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.